remove the source of the accusation. Revelations 12, verse 7 to 11. Listen to what God's word says. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before God day and night, has been hurled down. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Here we see that the devil, the accuser of the brethren, has been thrown out of heaven. And his job is to accuse believers day and night before the throne of God. God found it necessary for believers to have someone who would be a policeman, who would observe their lives and report any wrongdoing back to him. This is one of the many tasks of the devil, to police us and bring accusations of our wrongdoings before the throne of God. You see, if there is anyone who knows what a Christian should or should not do, it is Satan. For a believer comes into Christianity with many old habits and continues to practice these habits in the newfound way of life. The challenge for the Christian is to remove the source of the accusations that the devil brings against him or her at the throne of God. Before I proceed further, I'm talking to us believers, me included. We need to be able to remove the source of the accusations against us and to live in the abundance of God's grace. I want to tell you a story about a village. It was situated at the bottom of a mountain. It was a thriving village, lots to eat and drink, and the people were happy and contented with the life they could live there. It was an ideal place to live, not far from the main roads, railway, and bus routes. However, people in the village started to get sick. And a short period thereafter, the sickness started to increase. It was through prayers that one of the children, while playing halfway up the mountain, saw that an animal had died and lay in the spring where the water flowed down into the village. The child went back to the village and took some adults to show them where the dead animal was. They removed the animal from where it was, and the village was able to receive fresh water from the spring again. And the people recovered from their sickness and were healthy once more. The child found the source of the sickness that had poisoned the water which flowed from the spring into the village. In the same way, you must remove the source of the accusations that the devil is bringing against you. If you don't remove it or the root of the problems, your life continues to be under the accusations of the devil. This will negatively affect your mental, physical, and spiritual life. In order to remove the source of the accusations, you must come to terms that there is delusion in your life. The aspect of delusion I want to talk about is a false spiritual state of mind. which causes you not to confess any sin you have committed, or that you are unable to forgive anyone who has treated you unjustly. Confess your sin. Forgive whatever wrongs have been committed against you. Give it to God and stop the accusations against you. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 to 10, we read, "If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us." Sometimes you are not able to reach the point of confessing your sins because of the state of delusion you find yourself in. Let me explain. Satan is a policeman for us believers. In the book of Job, chapter 1, verses 6 to 7, we read, "One day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, 'Where have you come from?' Satan answered the Lord, 'From roaming through the earth, going back and forth on it.'" Not only does he go to and fro throughout the world, observing us, he takes our weaknesses and causes us to be trapped in sequences of lies. Because he is the father of lies, and also an angel of light, as stated in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14, and full of schemes, in Ephesians 6, verse 11, we read that, if anyone is not careful, Satan is able to capture that person in a state of delusion and accuse him or her before the throne of God. Here are three steps that lead to the devil's accusations against you. Number one, he polices you. Number two, after you have sinned, he traps you in a spiritual state of delusion. Number three, he causes you to lie instead of confessing your sin. He does this in order to bring his accusations against you. To remove the source of the accusations, you should do the following. One, be delivered from the spirit of delusion. Should you need any help, see your pastor. Two, confess your sins to God. And three, forgive those you know you need to forgive. May God bless you and give you understanding of his word. May he also deliver and protect you from being trapped in a spiritual state of delusion. God bless you, Pastor Philip.